Come on, bitch, let's go. Come on, get ready, bitches. You haven't seen nothing yet. Come on,
Valentino, Versace, Lamborghini, Bugatti. I got money to burn. I'm single and I'm naughty.
Come on,
Tiffany's, Cartier, Gucci, Armani.
Come on,
break out your black card, boys.
So we'll move on. Real Housewives of New York taglines, okay? And then I need you to help me out, Adam, because I don't know. Somebody quit mid-season. Who was it?
Heather Thompson.
Oh.
The one who used to be like, holla.
No way, Heather.
I like Heather.
I liked her.
Oh, no. See, I never liked Heather on the show.
Yeah, she's very polarizing. People either really didn't like her or really
why
liked
did
her.
Why did she get fired?
Well, I don't think that she got fired. Casey... I heard a sigh.
They think it's because of Leah McSweeney.
I love that you guys both keep butchering Leia. All of their names.
No. Lay on that, baby. No, lay on that, bitch. Okay.
In the trailer, you know, Leah even says, you're being a Karen. Do you know what that means? And Heather's like, not really. But I think from what I've heard, Heather really felt like the direction of the show was taking a different turn, and she felt like it was bad because she's still a businesswoman. She's a very successful businesswoman. And I think she has, I think her jeans are called like Yummy something, or it's like these jeans.
She's a jean company and you call that successful.
Well, I mean, she's actually loaded. She has a cute little family and they have a lot of money.
What's her husband do?
Oh, see, yeah, that's how
exactly
interested I was in her.
The fucking husband. Exactly. Comes right down. Husbands. I can tell you it's not the jeans. Okay.
But you know, Bethany Frankel ate her alive on the show. And I just really didn't feel like she had like that. Ramona has that eccentric kind of, you know, sometimes annoying. She says the most
crazy
ignorant
eyes.
Shit. Yeah.
We Sonia call her crazy eyes.
Is like, she has the, what do you call it? The beer bellies thing in the morning. Like she does this crazy outlandish shit because she gets really drunk on the show. And then the next morning she's like, oh man, I fucked up. And each
that's,
one.
That's, I wish I knew I could brain. Do that. I didn't even know I could. Every day I would have been like, oh shit, I was so drunk. I'm sorry I hit you in the face. Okay, so let me give you the taglines. Here we go. Luann de Lesseps. What do you say her name? Luann de Lesseps.
My God.
Oh, she said,
of all my vices, being glamorous is one I'll never give up.
What do you think?
I mean,
come on, Adam.
I don't know that I call her glamorous, but
yeah,
I love some Luann. She is
She's
crazy.
The countess, or she was a countess. Yeah.
I like Luann too. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, she's good for the show, and she still has that kind of way of being where she goes out and she's like a huge flirt. And in some weird fucked up way, all of the housewives of New York are interconnected on the Upper East Side with hooking up with all of the same men. But I get her tagline, you know, because she was arrested for alcohol, and, you know, she had to do a lot of probation, and I'm sure she had to pay back a lot of shit. So we watched that journey happen, and I can see where now she's saying, of all of my vices, being glamorous is one I'll never give up. I mean, like Casey said,
right. So
how glamorous
my,
is she really? But
yeah, despite my drinking and my crazy that I was a countess, but I lost my title. I was a reporter and now I'm on a housewife show. I'll never give up my glamour and my songs. She has great songs. No.
Feeling Joe Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, money can't buy you.
No.
Right. So great. The statement behind it is great, but
I wish
great?
She could school me on that one. Okay. So I don't like Luann for one reason, which is I think she thinks she's better than I used to. She was my favorite. Okay. My favorite housewife was Luann on New York of all time, of everyone. But then I found out that she thinks she's better than other people. And I found that out from Daniel Staub. Now, maybe I shouldn't believe Daniel Staub, but I kind of do.
Well, so Bethany Frankel kind of pointed that out too.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to love Countess Luann, who was my favorite housewife, because she now put down Daniel Staub, and that's not nice. You should make everybody feel important. You're not on fucking camera, just, you know.
That's true. If you're not getting paid for it at the time, you know.
No, she
relax.
Made her feel bad off camera. That's why
what I mean.
Yeah.
If you're not filming, then relax. Everyone's a human being. And, you know, you should carry yourself with a little bit of respect. You shouldn't, like, Ramona Singer is notorious for doing the same shit.
Oh, we'll get into her in a minute. So Leah McSweeney.
I'm sex positive and BS negative.
Now this got mega backlash by the fans. Woo. Do you know? Nobody liked this one.
But, really? Why?
I think because there's a connotation to it. I'm sex positive and BS negative, like testing. Like it has to do with testing.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, that's what a lot of the fans and I'm just going to say big ones.
Casey's so cutthroat.
Well, I mean, that's dumb. You should know what sex positive is. It's like a new up and coming thing that,
what is sex fucking positive? Don't drum roll it. What is it?
You shouldn't shame people about sex. Sex positivity is like just being open about it. And there's no kind of like,
slut
shittiness
slut. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
That's part of her her storyline this season, is because she felt like, you know, they were, and I hate saying this, but
slut shaming,
and you know, and she doesn't, and she, you know, after watching her on her breakout season last season, she really doesn't put up with shit. If somebody says something to her that she doesn't like, even though she's the youngest cast member, she's so quick to call everyone on their shit. So I think her tagline is very fitting.
Well, just to say it, I would hate to be on the show with Leah because she's so young. That's like annoying. She's like 40 times more hot than you.
Right.
And and you've got to shoot with her. Are you kidding? I know. It's like hell. All right. Anyway, I would definitely trip her. Okay. On the stairs. Oh. All right. All right. So Ramona Singer.
I may say the wrong thing, but my intentions are always right.
Oh, come on, Ramona. You buying what she's selling or what?
No.
I mean, half of it, no. Yes. I may say the wrong thing.
Yes, you're right. Exactly.
Yes, you do that a lot. I mean,
end it there.
Walking into a villa on the cast trip two seasons ago and saying, wow, look at all the servants here. And on this season, when she's horrible, telling the newbie, Ebony K. Williams, you know, like, if you need anything, you can just ask the help. And Ebony
okay,
was
tell
like,
me
that's
about
triggering
Ebony
to me.
Yeah, Ramona is just, I don't understand how it happened. I'm just going to say that. I've been struggling with Ramona for years. She's awkward. She's weird. In New York, she wouldn't be popular. I have news. I was raised in Manhattan. I went to Nightingale Bamford. I was in that social scene. Ramona would not be popular. Okay. She wouldn't be. She'd be like, oh God, you know her? Yeah. Don't bring Ramona. That's what people would say. Anyway. Let's move on to Ebony. Ebony K.
I've had to work twice as hard for half as much, but now I'm coming for everything.
I love her tagline.
That's
she was
what
my
I
favorite.
Mean. Get your apple.
That no, was my favorite.
Everyone, especially, you know, and after 2020 and after just the insane year that we had, you know, the Housewives got a lot of backlash because they were like, why? You are in New York City, which is like the epicenter. Why do you have all white women? Why are you not adding diversity to the show? And finally, you know, we have Ebony who's coming in, and it was, you know, at the time that there was a lot of, not like there's not a lot of emphasis on the Black Lives Matter movement now, because there is, but she was coming in while a lot of that was going on and it was in the news every single day. And she had the women asking her about it and, you know, trying to learn from her. And she literally says in the trailer, she's like, I'm not here to fucking educate your asses.
Oh my
like,
God.
Go educate yourself.
You know what, really? Can I just tell you something? Thank you for saying that. Because you know what, Ebony? Good for you, girl. Because I criticize housewives, okay? And I criticize housewives across the board. I don't care. You know, you do something stupid, you should be judged on it. You're not interesting, you should be judged on it, just like I was, okay? It has nothing to do and shouldn't have anything to do with your background or your ethnicity or anything like that, because that does make it like not fun. You know, I think it has to be that everybody is just who they are and their being. And I love that she didn't go there, that she said like, I'm me, judge me on me. And don't go there. I really appreciate
and respect
that.
She is still
that.
A huge advocate for the movement. You know, she is a huge advocate.
But that doesn't mean, she's taking it out of her persona. Like she's not making that define her, like, you know, using it. What does she do?
She is the host and executive producer of Revolt Black News. She's also the co-host of hip hop talk show State of Culture, which airs on Revolt TV.
Okay.
Founded by Diddy Combs.
Who's her husband?
P. Diddy.
I don't think she has a husband.
She's not married.
Yeah, oh my God. So how, now that's interesting.
No kids.
Ebony either. Is not a housewife. So she is not married and no children.
She probably has a house, I'm sure, right? So she's mm-hmm. half with the house, but maybe not the wife. But you know, that's
no, but that was used to be a rule. So like how did that happen?
Well, that rule is out the window from
I know none of the women in New York have husbands.
Oh, so now they've abandoned all that concept. See,
not one of them.
In my day, that was like a weakness.
Yeah, see, like Sonia Morgan, she came onto the show being famous for the last name Morgan, but she allegedly, you know, was
no Sonia Morgan is
behind her husband's back and stuff. But no, none of the housewives, Luann, Leah, Ramona, Ebony, Sonia, none of them have husbands on New York. So they must have thrown that rule away a long time ago.
So Ebony comes on the show with who? Who introduced her?
Supposedly. I believe they have, I would imagine. They have Leah.
Leah.
Yeah. Yeah, that so that doesn't total. Are they hanging out a lot off on the Instagram?
Yeah, they've definitely, you know, made this sort of close-knit tight bond on the show. But even while they were filming, as soon as they announced Ebony, Leah was the first one to applaud her on her Instagram. She was the first one to post about her.
Okay, and then after so they that, are real like friends.
Every week. Okay, yeah, you would friends. See every single week where they were kind of together filming, and they have this sort of authentic relationship from what it's being portrayed like on social media. But one thing that I'm kind of excited about for Ebony is a lot of people don't call some of these women out on their shit. And again, getting back to Ramona saying like the help or the servants and saying some of these ignorant statements that the women just kind of give her side eye, but they don't really call her out in the moment. Ebony K. Williams is going to call her on all of that shit. She's going to be like, listen, ignorant, like that's an ignorant statement. That is not how you should talk to people. That's not how you treat people. And Ramona wasn't born into this world of wealth. That's not where she comes from. She should know better. So I'm glad that there's someone who's gonna really hold her feet to the fire, who's not Bethany Frankel, because Bethany Frankel, it's not fair. She's the powerhouse and will run you over. You're not even a match.
But it is really difficult because in the real social circuits of New York, if these women are trying to hold on to any like thread of reality to what the social high circuits like, they do have staff, but you know, they shouldn't be putting their staff down. No one does that. I mean, New Yorkers do have staff. I mean, they do. So, I mean, I don't know. That's going to be,
do you call them servants and the help?
Not serve. Yeah, no, people did call them back in my day servants. Yeah, they did. Now staff would be the more normal name for it, but yeah, that did.
People called them servants when you were.
No, listen, I hate to tell you guys, but I went to school with people like Steuben Glass's family and Revlon's children. And I mean, you know, and it wasn't just one person in the household helping out, right? It was like 20. Wow. So yeah, they did. They did call them servants. They did have staff to that degree. They had butlers and drivers. And my girlfriends came to school in a limo that was driven by, you know, their own personal driver. Like, see, this is New York. So like this concept of what you guys have gotten to know is like, you know, high society New York is just, it's sort of like not really hitting it. So I think what's happening is these women are trying to be true to like high society New York, but they're also trying not to offend the Bravo audience, and it's not totally working. That's what
I also think that you kind of evolve with the way that, or, you know, we should be evolving. And obviously everyone still has a lot of work to do as we move forward, right? But I think that you evolve with, you know, how you address people or how you kind of categorize people or how you talk about them as far as their career and how you title that. And I think that that's all it is we're evolving.
Now let's get to Sonia Morgan.
Just like New York City, Sonia Morgan never goes out of style.
I thought Sonia Morgan already did go out of style.
I mean, you know, one thing that I like about her tagline is Bethany Frankel is one who would implement, like, I forgot what it was, but it was something, something, but I'd rather be strong, which was her charity that would give back when there were huge events that would happen, like
disaster relief. Yeah,
disaster related events like hurricanes, earthquakes, whatever the case would be. So she kind of promoted that charity through her tagline. Now for Sonia Morgan, she's kind of taking a page out of Bethany Frankel's book with this tagline, because even though Century 21 got shut down and Sonia Morgan celebrated on the last season, you know, her line getting into that department store, and she was like, yes, finally I have success. You know, it's not Tipsy Girl or the toaster oven that never came to fruition. It's Sonia Morgan, but she just got picked up by Walmart. And I know she's going to catch shade from the other women, because it's not like Bergdorf's or Saks or some really high luxury department store like Barney's, which also, you know,
what do you mean she just got picked up?
She's going to be, her line, Sonia Morgan, is, they made a deal with Walmart. She's going to be in all the Walmarts across the United States. And now, that's kind of a big deal.
Here's what I want to say. That's the dumbest deal. I'm going to pretend I'm on Shark Tank right now.
I'm out.
And for that reason alone, I'm out.
That is the dumbest connect ever. Okay. Why? So you're telling me that Walmart is about value. It's about being like down to earth value. And it is not at all about the Morgan and Morgan bank family or wealth in New York or high sophisticated fashion in that way. It isn't.
No. See, so, I have to challenge this.
No, because I shot there. I have to now.
Sonia Morgan, I think it's so smart because, you know, especially being on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a lot of the audience is middle America. You know, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, so they're going to want a high New York fashion lady telling them how to dress in like Tennessee.
No, but I think by making the deal with.
I'm sorry, I use Tennessee.
I want
to imagine your mom like being impacted at Walmart
I feel like honestly I had a lot of friends and especially family in Tennessee who went out immediately to go get Skinny Girl Margarita because they saw it on the show, and they would have watch parties with Skinny Girl Margarita.
Okay, but that's different. But Skinny Margarita is about drinking alcohol.
Right. But I think
no calories. Okay. So who the fuck in the United States of America, low, middle, high class, doesn't want low carb alcohol? Well, I mean, come on, Adam, keep your eye on the ball, pal. It's a little different than a fucking like tweed jacket at Walmart.
But I think what they did was they took this at the time, what was supposed to be a sort of higher end brand, or that's what she was trying to portray it as. They probably took the prices down a little bit, made it a little bit more modest, slapped her name on it because she's still a housewife who's been around for quite some time.
You know, can you imagine Sonia Morgan's t-shirt dress? I mean, let's like,
you think she's going to be selling Moomoos?
Yeah, that's what they sell at Walmart. And I'm cool with it because I wear them.
They sell everything.
I was about to say, okay, Walmart has it all.
Casey, now I know you guys don't shop there because I know. Okay.
You are looking fabulous.
Thank you. I try. Not that hard. I just am. Okay. Two things I want to tell you guys just on the gossip front. First of all, there's been a lot of talk about different housewives, Sonia Morgan being one, where Ghislaine and possibly Epstein have, you know, had interaction with. And so Carol Radziwill Maxwell, you know, who was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
So Carol, am I saying her name right? Radziwill?
Yeah, Radziwill.
Yeah.
Carol was friends with Ghislaine.
Yeah, so Carol Radziwill was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. And she said that she didn't know Epstein, right? But she did go out and party with Ghislaine many times. And one of the things that was most, I think, interesting about their friendship was that when she went to London, Ghislaine set her up with Prince Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And supposedly they hooked up.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I said it because, I mean, it's kind of setting it up like that this may have been a pattern, right? Because remember, you know, that's the whole thing is that Ghislaine is, you know, setting up girls with him. Mm-hmm. So this was when Carol was much younger. And yeah.
So what a little creep.
Wow. Yeah. So she went out on a date with Prince Andrew. But if you haven't listened to my 28-minute deep dive on Ghislaine and Epstein, you need to, because it'll lead into why this isn't that surprising.
I'm surprised you're not saying Ghislaine and Epstein the way that you butcher these names.
No, Epstein.
I think, yeah, you should have said, called her Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, I love better. You should have said that, because that's so good.
Ghislaine. Oh,
but anyway,
gosh.
But Sonia Morgan was also linked to Epstein because what happened was Sonia Morgan had a party and a video came out, which I posted in my Instagram, and it does look like a young version of Epstein was at the party kissing Sonia Morgan.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, but he was in all the social circuits, so it's not surprising. But
I mean, right. He's been at Mar-a-Lago. He's been, and there, that's the Morgan family. I'm sure he's been everywhere.
Well, to say off the show, Adam, if you haven't binge gone into my Patreon and watched some of the videos on there and some of the proof that I put, because I always, I do like something unique in my Patreon, which is every week I do an audio file and I do a video file and I do the podcast, right? But right. I also post evidence backing up what I talk about. And some of my evidence is really hard to get. Okay. So, and it goes really deep dive stuff. So I like, if you haven't had like, you know, spend the $6 and binge, you should.
I don't think you should cut that from the show. I think people need to know that. You have my attention.
Because it's really, yeah. It's really something. Like, I just released an audio this week about a personal story with Randall Emmett that no one knows and no one will know unless they listen to the Patreon. Like,
yeah, I love that.
They just won't know. It's something that no one knows. Uh-oh. And, you know, I when I did the Epstein deep dive, I mean, I did 4 days of research and then I back it up. And what I found out was amazing. Like, I was able to validate a lot of the crazy rumors that you know, and why they were happening and all this stuff. So I really want to say to you, you know, go there for inspiration because you'll be blown away.
Shit.
Bam. Okay. So now we're going to move on to Ghislaine's taglines if she were to be on Real Housewives of New York. I might have been Jeffrey's right hand, but I can use my left for so much more.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. That's so good. Okay.
Any potential taglines for this Ghislaine?
Dana, okay. You go first.
All right. Let's think.
I feel like I have one.
Okay, go.
I have a hat on, but I just want to take it off and do like a nice little hair flip and turn around with my apple. I can just imagine I'd be like, although that I prayed, they call me a predator.
Wait, like what was that. It? What was it?
Although that I prayed, they call me a predator. No, is that fucked up? Is that wrong?
What does that mean? I don't because even know what
Because she
that
preyed
means.
On young girls, she was a predator.
Oh. I see.
No, was
I
that,
like
that? I really was proud of that. You guys don't have to, don't like make
well,
me feel
it
good.
Sounded it like sounds you were
like
doing a second part.
Oh, no. No, it's like one line. Like, I know that I prayed, they called me a predator. No?
All right, I've got
I'm
one.
Not impressed. Okay, whatever. I'm over.
I've got one. Okay, here we go. I'll give you a slap unless you go in my honey trap.
Excuse me?
No.
So do you know why I said honey trap?
Is that, are you talking about her vagine?
No, the whole reason that when you look into the gossip of Ghislaine and Epstein was that they were putting people in positions of power in a position of weakness by putting them with young girls so that they created a honey trap scenario that they would then have to give them information.
There's too much explaining that we needed to do.
No, people listen to my videos, unlike you, Casey, and they know what the fuck I'm talking about because it's well known. Sure. She was a honey trapper. And that's why, Adam, you have to get in there and really know the truth. It's fucking amazeballs. I did so much research.
I not only want to figure out the truth and like go on your Patreon, but I also want to know, based off of your fans and viewers, who fucking wins this tagline competition?
Okay. One more then for like the dummy people. Let's do it. Hold on.
For the dummy people.
Yeah. I can't help that I know what people want. I mean, I just give it to them.
No. What if I...
Oh, come on, that's a rant.
See, I could picture her being like, broke, broken, and bitchy. Enough about me. Now tell me about you. Or something like that, you know?
Come on.
Yeah, she could be
like... She's like hooking everybody up. I know people think I'm a prostitute, but I'm really a madam. All right, you guys, I love you. And I'll tell you what, I know we went a little long. We could have gone for probably days, but I just want you to know, Adam, you were so fun and I love you. And thanks for coming on the show.
Come on.